The postal boxes went missing between December 20th and 25th. Michelle Logan is a detective in the Financial Crimes Unit of the Anchorage Police Department. She's partnering with the Postal Service on the investigation. She says investigators believe that the suspect, Clifford Earl Dancer, started removing the boxes December 19th or 20th.
A total of four blue mail receptacles have been stolen from different post offices around Anchorage, Muldoon, Lake Otis, Huffman, and Spinard. And from that, subsequent crimes have been committed where people are taking the information out of those mailboxes and are doing forgeries and thefts and other things. So we're helping the postal inspectors follow up on those crimes.
Logan says investigators got their first lead after an Anchorage resident contacted authorities indicating that a check he'd mailed had been cashed by someone to whom the check had not been issued. Dancer was identified as a suspect through video taken at the bank where the check was cashed. They're not sure how he removed the boxes, but they're betting he had help and that someone saw him.
We do think there's more than one person involved, and we think there's people who know about it, who may not be directly involved but know about it. So we're looking for any help we can get with the investigation.
The APD is working with Dave Schroeder, a public information officer with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service in Seattle. He says this type of crime is unusual because the boxes are difficult to remove.
They are bolted to the ground with security bolts. It takes quite a bit of effort to just try to remove one of them and then do this so that no one sees you doing this and then drive away with the box in your vehicle or whatever it might be and then spend a significant amount of time just trying to open the box afterwards because they have safety locks and such on them. So they're not easy to get into. They're not easy to take. So it is extremely rare that we find these types of crimes.
Schroeder says anyone with information on the thefts should contact authorities immediately. And if you see the suspect, he says, do not confront him.
We don't ever want someone to confront an individual who might be involved in a crime or a criminal act. Make note of what they see. Make a phone call to 911. Speak to the police immediately and report what they see. The police will then get a hold of the inspection service and we will respond to that incident.
Dancer is 50 years old, 6'2" tall, 180 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Investigators are encouraging anyone who may have mailed checks or items of value at those mailboxes around those dates to check their financial records to determine if the mail reached the intended recipients. The U.S. Postal Service is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Dancer. Mail theft is a federal crime. If arrested and convicted, Dancer faces up to 5 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.